I hope after all the mothers hear the song given by the young children, all the weariness and tiredness of the whole year kind of shed aside.
Yeah. 我希望我们刚才的儿童在这里献诗的时候，所有的母亲能够把今年通过他们的诗歌，能够把今年所有的疲惫和烦恼都已经丢弃了。
President George Bush Senior one time was visiting a nursing home.
有一次那个以前的总统老总统，这 George Bush 的布什总统的老总统。
He asked one of the residents.
他老布什总统，老布什。
He asked one of the residents, "Do you know who I am?"
他去这个养老院就问其中一个人，他说，哎，你知道我是谁吗
？To this, the resident said, "Go to the front desk, and they'll tell you who you are."
那个养老院的一个老人就说，你到前台去问一问那边的人，那边的人会告诉你是谁的。
Now we know that many times, as we get older, our memory fades.
我知道很多时间我们老的时候，我们的记忆力也越来越差。
And there might come a point we don't even know who we are.
有到了哪一天，某一天我们甚至自己都不认识自己。
Or what's our name?
我们的名字叫什么，我们也不记得。
But if I were to ask you a question, who are you?
但圣经会问你一个问题，你是谁
？What would be your answer?
你的答案是什么呢？
If I had to ask you when you were still a young child,
如果我问你，如果你还是很小的时候问你
，What would be your answer?
你的回答是什么呢
？Or when you are youth, and I ask who are you?
如果你是少年人，我问你你是谁
？Or you're an adult.
如果你是成年人，我问你是谁
？And I ask you who are you?
我问你是谁
？Or you're middle age, and I ask you who are you?
如果你是中年人，我问你你是谁
？And in your senior years, I ask you.Who are you?
如果你老年了，我问你，你是谁
？What would be your answer?
你的回答是什么呢
？Would you notice that your answers will change from time to time?
你有没有注意到你的回答这个问题的答案是随着你年纪的不同，你的答案也不同
？And why is that?
为什么呢
？I think many times, depending on how we are treated by others.
这个。很多时间，如果你是怎样被别人对待，这个就影响你的答案。
How people accept us，
别人怎么接受你也影响了你。
How people respect us，
别人怎么样尊重你没有
？And how people care for us defines who we are。
或者别人帮助就是怎样帮助你没有，然后这些都影响你对这个问题的答案。
And how people treat us or respect us。
别人怎样对待你，怎样尊重你没有，都是。
Also, is influenced by a standard of measure.
这些事情都是被一个固定的一个事情所衡量。
Perhaps our appearance.
或者是这些事情什么样衡量这些答案呢？你的外表。
Our ability.
你的能力。
The family we belong to.
你属于什么样的家庭
？The friends that we have.
你的朋友们。
The degree of success in our career.
你在事业上成功没有
？Seems to define who we are in this world。
在这个世界上，这些所有的事情都定义了你是谁这个问题的答案。
And yet, would you agree to this？
你有没有这样同意这样一个看法
？That throughout our lives we desire to be accepted, loved, and respected by others。
是啊，你一生都渴望被别人接受、爱和尊重。
Would you further agree that getting acceptance is key to our health, emotionally, relationally, physically, and spiritually?
所以你有没有更一步同意？你要在情感上、关系上、身体上、精神方面的健康的与否，是别人接受我们的关键。
And furthermore, would you agree that getting accepted by others has a lot to do with finding your true worth?
或者你有没有同意？如果你寻找自身的价值，真正的价值和别人有没有接受你有很大的关系。
So all throughout our lives, we are trying to find who we are.
我们整个的一生都在那里寻找我们是谁这个问题的答案。
For this reason, today as we celebrate Mother's Day,
就因为这个原因，我们今天在这里庆祝母亲节。
I'm very mindful that being a mother, there's no retirement.
我真的是要提醒大家，如果你是母亲的话，你是没有退休这个事情。
Whether you have a baby.
不论你是一个小孩子
or you have a full grown child who's now a father and mother,
或者你是你的儿女已经长大，你的儿女都成了父母，
you're still concerned about them.
你是仍旧很关心他们。
How they do as a family?
他们的家庭怎么样啊？
How they are doing in their marriage?
他们的婚姻怎么样啊？
How they are doing as parents?
他们做父母做得怎么样呢？
And how they're doing career-wise?
他们的事业有没有好？
It's still your one of your highest concern to this very day.
直到如今，那些问题的那些事情也是你一直要关心的。
So a lot of mothers carry a lot of heavy, very heavy burden.
很多母亲一直背着很大的负担。
So I hope today as I share the story of Leah.
如果我愿意，我今天要把这个莉亚的这个故事向大家分享。
That you will see that being a mother,
你可以看见作为一个母亲
is such a privilege.
真的真的是一个很美好的事情。
Just as there is much responsibility,
只是作为一个母亲有更大的责任。
God's love carries you through the day.
你的神对你的爱也要被你传下去。
And so this morning, I would like to ask and answer this question.
今天早上我要问大家一个事情的答案。
How do you find your true worth in God?
你怎样定义你在神眼中你的价值？
We will find the answer in Genesis 29, verses 31 to 35.
我们今天要把这个问题的答案从创世纪29章31到35节中找到。
Let's read this passage first in the Chinese.
我们先读中文，创世纪29章31到35节。好，耶和华见利亚失宠，就使她生育，拉结却不生育。利亚怀孕生子，就给她起名叫流便，因而说：耶和华看见我的苦情，乳情我的丈夫必爱我。她又生子，就说：耶和华因为听见我失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子。于是给他起名叫西面，他又怀孕生子，起名叫利未，说：我给丈夫生了三个儿子，他必与我联合。他又怀孕生子，说：这回我要赞美耶和华，因此给他起名叫犹大，这才停止了生育。
Okay, let's read it in English.
英文读。
When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, It is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, Because the Lord heard that I am not loved, he gave me this one too.So he named him Simeon. Again, she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, Now at last my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him three sons. And so he named Levi. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, This time I will praise the Lord.So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. It seems like when you read this passage, there's a lot about bearing sons.
大家看，如果只是读读这章节的话，大家就是只是觉得生儿子这个事情。
But if you look closely at the names that were given to the sons, then you'll find out this very important truth.
如果你只把这个他利亚给儿子起的名字仔细看一看，仔细想一想的话，有很多的事情。
And it's the theme of this message.
这个就是我们今天这个正道的主题。
This captured the entire passage.
这个整个把整个的章节都总结了。
I'll read it first and then you read it with me.
我先读，然后你跟我一起读。
When we seek God's love above all others, we will find our true worth in Him.
如果当我们寻找神的爱，超越自己所有的爱的时，我们会在他身上找到自己真正的价值。
Okay. Let's read it together first in the Chinese.
我们再读一遍中文。当我们寻找神的爱，超越所有其他的爱时，我们会在他身上找到自己真正的价值。
Let's English. Let's read it. When we seek God's love above all others, we will find our true worth in Him. So let me give you the background of this this passage.
我给大家一些背景，我讲的这个章节的背景。
I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with it, but I will still give you a quick background.
很多人已经熟悉这个故事，但是我还要给大家一个背景的介绍。
The background behind Leah's marriage to Jacob is this.
在这个利亚和雅各的婚姻有这样一个背景。
Leah is one of the two wives of Jacob.
利亚是雅各的两个妻其中的一个。
She was clearly less favored than Rachel, her younger sister.
她和她的妹妹叫 Rachel 相比，她是不受雅各所喜悦的。
Because one of the descriptions that we know about Leah is that she has weak eyes.
有经文上介绍利亚是这样介绍的，她的眼目无光。
And then as a result of that,
因为这个原因呢。
Jacob selected or chose Rachel.
所以这个雅各呢，就很喜欢他的第二个妻子，叫做拉结。
And he contracted to work 7 years for Rachel.
他因为这个原因，他替他的舅父拉班做工，做了7年的工，才能娶他的第二个妻，叫拉结。
And on the evening of the wedding feast,
当婚宴的当天那天晚上。
Laban tricked Jacob into marrying Leah.
他的舅父叫拉班的，就给他使了个计谋，把这个大女儿叫利亚嫁给了这个雅各，而不是他的小女儿叫拉结的嫁给雅各。
And so when Jacob complained this to his father-in-law the next morning,
当第二天早上。雅各发现这个事情之后，他就向他的岳父在抱怨：“你怎么把你的大女儿？”
The father-in-law explained that this is our custom to that only the older sister has to be married off before the younger can be married.
是吧？这个他的岳父说，在我们这里只有大女儿不出嫁，小女儿出嫁是不合规矩的。
So from this story, you can see that Leah at the onset struggled with at least 2 things.
所以从这个故事。我们看见利亚差不多有两件事情要在那里挣扎。
In a culture wherein there's a high value placed on beauty or appearance of a woman.
在那样一个时代，那个时候对女子而言，相貌和外表是一个很重要的事情。
She was not as pretty as her older younger sister.
她和她的妹妹相比，她妹妹很美，她不是很美。
And so when the father tricked Jacob into marrying her,
当他的岳父使了个计谋，把她作为他的妹妹嫁出去。
She knew one thing is that she married out of love. It was not out of love that she married Jacob.
他知道他和雅各结婚不是因为爱的原因。
And that was one thing I'm sure to this very day is very high on why a woman wants to get married.
所以我今天就在这里分享到一个程度，为什么一个女子要结婚
？And the second thing is she felt exploited.
第二件事情就是她说她觉得她被利用了
，because the father obviously used her to get her to be married off.
是她的父亲，因为她的父亲因为雅各希望娶。拉结的缘故，利用这个计谋，把她嫁出去了。
So she probably, when she got married, she dreaded to be being despised by Jacob.
所以她在结婚的时候，她就觉得这个很可怕的事情，就是她被这个雅各所抛弃了，所鄙视。
So from here, you can see it's almost like a very sad story is beginning to unravel.
所以从这个事情大家看见就是一个很悲伤的故事在这里差不多就是在这里了。
But then have you noticed this phrase?
但是你有没有看见这节经文
?It says that at the beginning of the verse that we read,
我们刚才读的就是刚开始的第一节经文。
The Lord saw that Leah was not loved.
在耶和华看见的利亚失宠。
He opened her womb.
他就使她生育。
But Rachel was barren.
但是她的妹妹拉结却是不能生孩子。
What does that tell you?
这个告诉你什么呢?
That many times the things that we can see really is depressing.
我们看很多事情看上去实在是让人伤心的事情。
Have you noticed that there's a lot of depressed people around these days?
有没有看见大家有忧郁症的人很多啊?
Even though the weather is improving,
甚至天气变好了以后太阳出来了。
That's because many times we only see what our physical eyes can see.
我们看的话我们就是用我们的肉体的眼睛看这些事情。
But beyond the realm of what we can see,
超过我们眼睛肉体所能看的。
God sees what's going on around your life.
神看见你生命你的生活中的事情。
Many times we will live in this world and all we see is just the people and the circumstances that we can see.
我们在这个世界上看见的只是我们周围的人和我们的各种周围的事情。
But yet, Leah was specifically cared for by God.
但是利亚是她是被神所眷顾的。
When she felt she was not pretty,
当她觉得她不美。
When she felt she was exploited,
或者她觉得她被利用了。
God was calling her attention.
神在这里就找到了她。
It's almost God saying, "Do you know, Leah? You might feel despised. You might feel unimportant."
神对他说甚至 就是对他说利亚甚至你觉得你是被利用的你是被抛弃的你不喜悦不
But I care about you.
但是我 喜悦你我
And so I would like to ask this question.
我要问这样一个问题
How can we find our true worth in God?
怎样我们在神里面找到我们的意义
And there are three principles that we will learn from this passage.
我们要在这个经文中读发现这三个主要的原则。
First, God's love enables us to experience His compassion.
神的爱使我们能够体验到他的同情。
That means He is with us. He is present with us.
神和我们在一起，他一直和我们在一起。
He understands us.
神明白我们的心思。
And He cares about us.
他神在这里关注我们的事情。
Second,The second principle is God's love allows us to receive His mercy.
神的爱使我们能够接受他的怜悯。
And then thirdly, God's love empowers us to be devoted to Him.
神的爱也是我们能够献身于他。
So let's start with the first principle.
第一个主要的原则。
God's love enables us to experience His compassion.
神的爱能够让我们体验他的同情。
I'd like to call your attention to how Leah felt when she had her first son.
我要在这里请大家关注一下神利亚有生了第一个儿子的时候，她还是失败。
By the way, very interesting. Usually in the Hebrew culture, it's the man or the father who names the child.
我给大家介绍一下，按照希伯来的这个传统的话。如果是生孩子，特别是第一个儿子的话，是父亲给这个孩子起名的。
I don't know why it's all the time it's Leah who's giving the name.
我不清楚为什么这么多节的章节里面都是说利亚给他儿子起名。
Is it possible that Jacob don't even care?
是不是可能在他的丈夫雅各甚至不关心他的儿子
？But yet through the names that she gave to her sons,
但是他看这个他给儿子起的名字
，it reveals what she's thinking.
这个是反映出这个利亚她想的是什么。
And how she's relating to God and to circumstances and people.
她怎样和神的关系和人的关系是怎样？
Because the first name that she gave her son is Reuben.
她给第一个儿子起名叫刘辩。
So which means that God sees my misery.
就是说神看见我的悲惨的境界。
And so she encouraged herself.
她自己在这里鼓励自己。
That maybe my husband, after bearing a son, will love me now.
所以她就说，如果我现在生了第一个儿子了，我的丈夫可以来爱我了。
And then we see that when she had her first son,
我们看见她生第一个儿子。
The situation did not improve.
他的这个光景并没有改变。
Jacob did not say, wow, wonderful, you gave me a son, now I should love you more because Rachel is barren.
神并没有让雅各在那里有改变，说啊，你很好啊，你给我生了个宝贝儿子，现在我就不再爱我的这个你的妹妹，所以我要爱你更多，他没有改变。
So when it tells us, the text tells us that Leah says, I hope that my husband would love me more.
他在这里就是这个言下之意，就是说我的丈夫希望我的丈夫能够更爱我一些。
Let's focus on that first.
那我们在这里注目一下。
What is that telling us?
这告诉什么呢？
That many times when we are being neglected by others,
如果我们被别人忽视，
or even be rejected,
或者被别人拒绝，
we will respond in a very peculiar way.
我们会用一个特别的方式来反应。
One of the ways is that we will try to earn their love for us.
第一，有一个办法就是我们要赢得别人对我们的
爱。We want to get their attention.
和能够赢得别人的关注。
And so we try to do maybe do better in school at school.
或者我们说在学校里面我们做得更好一点。
Or in music.
或者是在音乐方面音乐课上更好。
Or in sports.
或者是体育方面。
Or, and then when we get older,
当我们老的时候，
we start to work,
我们开始工作了。
We try to earn our parents' approval by being more successful than our sibling.
或者我们说我们怎样能讨父母的喜悦呢？我要比我的弟兄姐妹们做得更好一点。
And many people are like that.
很多人是这样。
I still remember when I was around 10 years old.
我很记得我差不多十岁的时候。
There was a neighbor, he always tried to buy new things, new cars, new things.
我有个邻居，他那个他老是在买新东西，或者是新车啊，或者什么的。
And then I asked him, I asked him, oh, why are you always buying these new things, new gadgets?
我总是问他，你为什么老是买这些新玩具啊，新东西呢？
He says, I have to show my parents that I'm successful.
我要告诉我的父亲，我是成功的。
That because he owns a lot of new things, that he is better than his other siblings.
因为他的很成功，所以他比他的自己的兄弟姐妹们更成功。
When you look at your lives,
你自己看自己。
What drives you?
什么是你？
What causes you to always want to get the favor, attention of people?
什么是你？或者为什么你要老是要引起别人的注意呢？
Is it because there is something in the past?That you have been deprived of?
是啊，是不是你有一些事情在你的过去，你被利用了，或者是被剥夺了？
And I believe all of us are not exempted from being rejected by people, one way or the other.
我想我们差不多都有这样的经历，我们被别人所拒绝，不管是这种方式或者是那种方式。
And then we will respond in.Three possible ways.
我们差不多用三种方式来，如果我们被别人拒绝的话，这样三种方式来回答。
First, it will try to drive us to find favor from the person who maybe prefer an older brother or older sister.
第一个办法就是找他那个人怎样是讨那个人的欢心，或者是他的你的兄弟姐妹兄长们怎样讨他的欢心。
It is possible for us to live in denial.
那我们有可能会被拒绝。
Denial,
否认啊，拒绝否认啊。
That we are there's no such thing. There's no favoritism in our family.
或者我们会否认，说我们在我们家里没有这个讨人喜悦。
Or the third way that we might respond is that we felt that we are wronged, and so we become bitter towards the person who shows favoritism.
或者是我们。觉得我们被这个人伤害，我们受苦了，就不再向他，让他喜悦的事情做他喜悦的事情。
So if I ask you this question,
我问大家
，Do we gain by these three responses?
我们如果通过这三种方式反应，别人对我们拒绝的话，我们能够得什么呢？
If we try to live in denial.
或者你就生活在这个被否认的、被拒绝的一个状况中。
Or we try to earn favor from people.
或者我们去讨别人的喜悦。
Or that we become bitter and angry towards the person who showed favoritism.
或者我们就觉得我们受了苦，我们对这个对那个人我们有恼怒。
Do anybody stand to gain from this?
或者我在这里问，就是有没有人因为这三种方式或者得到什么好处没有
？No. No one.
你没有得到什么好处。
That's why we need to see from Leah's experience.
所以我们要看这个利亚她的这个过程是怎样。
The one thing that she gained from all of this.
她从这所有的事情中，她得到了一个教训。
It's not to live in denial.
不是在那个被拒绝的光景
中。Or be angry towards people.
或者是不是对那个人生气。
But to turn her attention towards God.
或者最后的办法，她是说用把她的注意力转向了神。
Do you notice this?
你们看见
？That the first name Reuben.
第一个名字。
Talks about God sees her misery.
就是讲到神看见她所受的痛苦。
The second son.
第二个儿子。
The name is Simeon.
西面。
This means that God hears my misery.
说。他的这个意思就是神听见我所受的苦难。
Heard that I am not loved. Sorry.
或者他就是讲错了。他是说神听见了我没有被爱。
So both instances, in both instances of the two sons,
在这两个所有的两个例子中
，you can see that God got her attention.
神慢慢的引起了这个。利亚的这个他的注意力。
Have you noticed that if you have lived long enough as a Christian,
如果你做了很多年的基督徒
，that many times, you don't look to God.
你很多时候你不是往上仰
you only
看着神
，look to God at last resort.
或者你只是看着求神的话是差不多，你地上的方法都用完了。
When things are going well.
当事情很顺利
people are more important to you.
别人对你是很重要。
Your job, your friends.
你的工作，你的朋友都很重要。
God is nowhere in your consciousness.
神在你的生命中差不多也不知道在不在的。
But oftentimes when things happen,
很多时间事情发生以后
，when you're in the bind,
或者你是在这个受捆绑的时候
，or maybe there's a final exam coming up,
或者是说期末考快到了
，so all of a sudden you remember God.
突然你想起来了，哎呦神啊，我要求。
And here is the instance when we see Leah doing the same thing.
Yeah, 我们看见这有个例子，就是利亚做了同样的事情。
So I hope you can identify with her.
或者你可说你和她有些相似之处啊。
And so when this happens,
当这个发生以后
，You know what happens?
什么发生了呢
？That you experience God's compassion.
你就会体验到神给你的恩典。
That means.In the midst of being rejected by people,
就是说你被神你被其他的人所拒绝
，you notice that God care about you.
你这里开始注意到神在那里关怀着你。
God understands your situation.
神明白你的心意。
And God wants to let you know that He is doing something for you.
神让你知道神在那里为你做了一些事情。
And in this case,
在这个事情上
，God bless her with.Motherhood.
神在那里，保守利亚，在那里使利亚成为一个母亲。
And not only motherhood, but also sons.
或者不单是成了一个母亲，还有好几个儿子。
Two sons straight in a row.
或者是两三个儿子在一直生儿子。
They're very much like our Chinese culture.
这个好像和中国的传统有点像啊。
I still remember last year when we were at a class reunion.
我们去年有一个同学会
，a former classmate of mine，
以前的一个同学
，he was very proud to tell me to remind me，
他在那里真的很骄傲的说
，he says
提醒我
，our family is a family of six boys，
他说我生了六个儿子
，he said I've been looking around everywhere，
我在这里世界上到处看
，I still haven't found a family that had only boys and six of them。
我还找不到一个家。
He was very proud of that. Oh, sorry, my wife held out her.
Nine.
Oh, nine. Sorry, nine. Correction.
那家生了九个儿子。他说他全世界去找也只没看见有生九个儿子的。
And I understand all of them are very successful to this very day.
我觉得，哎呀，这个不得了，他们家都很成功。
So here, same way, because we look for sons.Not only to help with farming, hunting.
我这里差不多同样的故事。我们这个那个时候生了儿子，不但是帮助种地。
And then if there is a war, they can help defend the country.
如果有人有打仗的话，他们去打仗。
But again, in the Bible.
在圣经里。
Women are equal with men.
在圣经里，妇女和男人是同等的。
In fact, if you were to ask me,
为什么呢？你问我。
Most of the women are more blessed because they are more spiritual.
Yeah.
They seek after God more. On the average.
因为妇女在圣经里面追求神比男子更多，所以他们受神的保守比男子更多。
So here we can see that God's love allows Leah and us to experience His compassion.
所以大家看见就是神因为利亚的爱，因为神对利亚的爱，他给了更多的恩典和怜悯给利亚。
And then secondly, God's love allows us to receive His mercy.
第二节就是神的爱让我们找到了他对我们的怜悯。
So let me just review very quickly.
我很快的讲一下。
God's love allows us to experience His compassion.
神的爱让我们知道他对我们的爱，同情。
And then because of His love, we can also experience His mercy.
因为他的从我们对我们的爱，我们也能够接受他的怜悯。
So.We see that Leah again had a third son.
我们看见这个故事啊，利亚又得了第三个儿子。
The name is Levi.
这个名字就叫利未。
You look at the name very closely.
大家看三个名字啊。
The name means that now I will be my husband will be attached to me.
他的名字，这个利未的名字就是说。我的丈夫要和我联合。
So if you take a look at that name again,
你看见这个名字啊，联合。
What is Leah thinking in her mind?
Leah 在脑子里想什么？
She's going back to wanting her husband now.
她是回到她的丈
夫。No mention of God.
还是没有讲神的事。
What happened here?
她出什么事？
It looks like she reverted going back to wanting her husband's love.
那个时候，她就回到了以前的光景。她希望得到她丈夫的爱
，to satisfy all her longing，
然后能够使她能够得满足。
And have you had this experience as a Christian？
你有没有得做基督徒有这样一个经
验 ？That you notice that you are growing mature as a spiritually？
你在属灵的方面成长了，长进了。
That you no longer have a so-called victim mindset。
你不再有一个受逼迫的这个一个思想了。
That you don't think, you don't feel hurt now when people reject you or don't accept you or respect you.
当别人拒绝你不去接受你的时候，你也不会在那里觉得你被否定了，你是一个受难者。
And you are enjoying your family, your work, and your church.
你在那里享受你的家庭生活和你的教会。
Everything seems to be doing very well.
每件事情看上去都很好。
And you say to yourself,
你对自己说
，Oh, I know why God is blessing me.
我知道为什么神在那里祝福我。
That's because I love Him.
因为我爱了神。
And I serve Him.
我在那里服侍神。
And so therefore, I'm getting all these blessings from God.
所以我因为做了这些，所以我得了神很多的祝福。
Have you ever thought that way?
你有没有想到这个问题？
If you start thinking that way,
你有没有想这样的一个事情呢？
That is not right.
这个不对。
Because God does not show you His blessing just because you love Him and you respond to Him.
神不是说因为你对他的爱或者对他的服侍他就在这里给你恩典。
And maybe you will ask me, where do you get this idea?
或者有人问我，你从什么地方得到这个主意呢？
If you look at Leah,
如果你看个利亚
after she start reverting back to looking for her husband's love,
她第三个儿子的时候，她回到起点就是求，希望和她丈夫联合，得她丈夫的爱。
Did God all of a sudden send in a lot of bad things into her life？
是不是神说给她寄了封信说你，
bad things into
her life？ 这是不是神说有在你生活中有不好的事情发生
？No，
没有什么不好的事情。
She was doing very well。
她甚至很好。
In fact, if you look at Levi。
你看看利未这个
It's a name of one tribe.
这个利未以后就成了一个以色列的一个支派的名字。
God chose out of the 12 tribes.
神选了十二个以色列人，十二个支派。
And made them serve as
让他们在这里让利未人服侍什么呢
？Priests.
让他们做了祭司。
Remember, In the wilderness, they serve as priests in the tabernacle.
在这个旷野中，在这个会幕中，利未人做了祭司。
And when they built the temple in Jerusalem,
他们在耶路撒冷建了圣殿的时候，
they also serve as priests in the temple.
他们也在圣殿中做这个祭司。
Remarkable.
这个是非常好啊。
Where did Levi or Leah deserve all that blessing and special privilege?
是啊，这个利未是神给这个利亚很大的祝福。
In fact, if you are the descendants of Levi,
如果你是利未的人的后代，
and you remember what the name Levi means,
你记得这个利未是什么意思的？
That my husband would be attached then to me.
你如果知道利未人，他说啊，我的以前的利未的名字就是说我的丈夫来爱我和我联合。
It doesn't sound very spiritual, does it?
看上去不太属灵哦。
But the fact is.
事实上
when we think or we know that we are regressing or you know kind of distancing ourselves from God,
所以我们知道这个意思就是我们和神有点距离了。
God allows us to experience His mercy.
神其实这样也让我们能够体验他对我们的怜悯。
Please remember that.
记得这一
句。 Because with a lot of mothers and even fathers as well,
很多的母亲甚至是父亲
when our children even grown children are not doing well
我们的儿女们我们的长大成人的儿女们不做得不是很好
it is very possible and very easy for us to think this way
我们很容易就想到这样一个
oh maybe I'm not loving God enough
所以我的父母我们自己就觉得我们有可能不太爱神
maybe I'm not serving God enough
我服侍神也不多吧。
That's why my children are not doing this for God or whatever.
甚至我的孩子，所以是因为这个，所以没有为神做事。
And before you know it, you start blaming yourself.
在你知道之前，你已经在那里，在那里就是责备自己。
And before you know it,
知道在这事情
之前，you start getting depressed.
你已经有已经情绪不好了。
And who likes that?
谁喜欢这样呢
Only one person that I know would love that.
只有一个人，只有一个我知道。
You know who that person is?
你们知道那个人是谁
？Satan.
就是撒旦。
Satan, he loves to attack you.
撒旦很喜欢在这里攻击你。
To blame you for everything that's not doing well on yourself.
是让你自己责备自己，因为你每件事很多事情你做得不好，你就责备自己。
If there is something that the Lord is pointing out in our lives.
如果神指出我们生命中的一些事情
He would not be blaming.
神不会责备你。
He will tell us where maybe we need to grow.
神会告诉我们你有可能成长一些啊。
He will tell us what we need to confess since we need to confess.
神会在这里就让我们在这里悔改。
And we go back to Him.
我们转向神。
Not blaming ourselves.
不是责备我们自己。
And then try to feel depressed about ourselves.
或者是自己因为责备自己而觉得自己情绪就低落。
That's because just as Leah experienced God's mercy when she she's not as committed to seeking God's love and favor.
所以神利亚就是在这个不再很依靠神的光景下，他也能体验神的怜悯。
But God continued to bless her.
神接着在那里祝福她。
And you never know.
你从来不知道。
How God through your motherhood.
神怎样通过你的做母亲。
And when I say motherhood, it's not just to your own sons or daughters.
不是这个做母亲，不是只是说你对自己的儿子女儿。
My prayer to mothers here.
我在这里为母亲们祷告。
Is that as your children are already grown?
当你的儿女们长大
left the house,
就是离开家。
Hey, your motherhood is not over yet.
你的做母亲这个事情还没完呢。
Because spiritually speaking,
因为属灵的来讲
there are still many sisters in our church.
在我们教会中有很多姐妹
are looking for spiritual mothers.
甚至在那里找属灵的母亲。
Do you believe that?
你们相信吗
If you don't believe that, ask some of the mature sisters here.
问一些我们这里成熟的
这个They have more than enough work cut out for them.
对他们来说有超过他们能够接受的工作等着他们。
And men, you're not accepted. Men, you're not accepted.
男人是不
受。That as your sons and daughters have already grown.
男人不会这样接受当孩子长大以后。
There are many young men.
很多的年轻的男人
looking for spiritual fathers.
在那里找属灵的父亲。
Because their fathers are not Christians.
因为他们自己本身的父亲并不是基督徒。
Or maybe their fathers are not available.
或者他的父亲已经过世了。
But it's most blessed to be a spiritual parent to younger Christians.
是啊，如果你能够成为属灵的父母的话，对。你是成为年轻基督徒的属灵父母的话，你会更得神的祝福。
This is the power of God's mercy.
这个就是神怜悯的能力。
When we experience His mercy,
当我们体会神的怜悯
，we are able to share our failures, our weakness.
我们在这里能够分享我们的失败，我们的不成功。
And how we have kind of regressed in our faith.
或者我们在这里分享，我们在信仰上有退却。
When you share that,
你和别人分享的时候
，you become real,
你就变成一个真实的人。
People can then come to you,
别人就能够到你面前来。
As ask you to understand them,
能够让向你求，让你能够了解那个人。
Their struggles,
或者是了解那个年轻的人的他们的挣扎。
Their heartaches.
他们的心理的负担
，their sadness，
他们的悲伤
，and when you do that，
你做那些事
，you can walk hand in hand with them，
能够和年轻的人就是拉着手一起走。
So we can see that Leah， even though she regressed in her faith，
我们看见莉亚甚至她有一些属灵方面的退后
，she was not a failure，
她也不是失败。
But God showed her mercy.
神向她彰显了怜悯。
So how can you find our true worth in God?
我们怎样找到我们在神里找到我们真正的价值？
First, God's love enables us to experience His compassion.
神的爱使我们能够体验到他的同情。
Secondly, God's love helps us to receive His mercy.
神的爱也能够让我们得到他，接受他的怜悯。
And God's love empowers us to be devoted to Him.
神的爱使我们能够更献身给他。
So let me ask you.
我问大家。
If you're a friend of Leah,
如果你是莉亚的朋友
，What name would you suggest to her for her first son?
你给她建一个她的第四个儿子的名字。
I can read your mind. If you're Chinese.
And
it's going to be a boy.
如果是个男孩子
You probably want that is has strength,
或者是有能力
authority,
或者是
respect,
或者是尊重
Those are the kind of name that you will suggest to Leah, right?
或者这些都是你能够向莉亚建议的名字
Would you ever suggest to her that she name her fourth son Judah?
你会像莉亚一样把她第四个儿子的名字
What does the name Judah means?
犹大犹大是什么意思呢
？She says, "Now I will praise God."
他说，现在我要赞美耶和华。
Do you see the big change happening here?
你没看见这个巨大的变化吗
？First time is God sees me.
第一次是神看见我。
The second time, God hears me.
第二次说神听见我。
Third, I just want my husband.
No more God. 第三次他就说哎，我要我的丈夫了，没有提到。
The fourth one.
第四次。
Praise God.
说赞美神。
Wow, what a name.
这是这么好的名字啊。
And if you look at how God instrumentally used Judah.
你在看见以后会看见神怎样大大的用了这个犹大。
By all means, Judah is not perfect. If you know the story, I don't want to go into it.
他不是说犹大这个人是完美的，犹大的故事大家都知道。
He committed a big sin.
他有一个大大的罪。
But despite of that,
甚至即使如此
，because Leah wanted to praise God, he wanted God first in her life now.
所以，因为莉亚在那里要神，他要神成为他的生命中的一部分。
She's saying, "I want God's love above all others."
他说，我要神的爱超过所有的。
I do not want to live in denial anymore.
我不想。被别人拒绝
that I'm rejected
我不是因为被别人拒绝我不高
兴 I don't want to earn people's love
我也不想赢得别人的爱
I don't want to be angry and bitter towards those who reject me
我也不想对别人那些拒绝我的人
but I want to only focus on God
我只想注目在神身上
and by the decision of this one woman
因为这个 女子的这个决定。
She blessed generation to generation to generation.
那个名字就是祝福了一代又一代的人。
So you will ask, how did Judah bless me?
说我你会问犹大怎么祝福我呢？
One of the descendant is King David.
那个犹大的后代有一个叫大卫王。
Who also was not perfect.
也不是很完美的人。
Who committed a major sin. How can he be a king?
对啊，他犯了大罪，他怎么成了一个王
呢？ And then how can God put the king, the kingdom of David forever through Jesus Christ? How can that be?
所以说神怎么把这个神的王的宝座一直存到永远，等到耶稣再来。
But yet God chose Judah.
但是神选了这个
to bless you.
犹大来
because through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior.
因为通过耶稣基督我们的救赎主。
You are now a child of God. You're now a child of God.
啊，你现在你是成为神的儿女。
Because she made the decision, from now on, I only want God.
是因为这个。莉亚那时候做了一个决定，从现在开始我要赞美神，我要叫神。
Doesn't mean that we will reject the love of other people. No, 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 no.
并不是说我们要拒绝别人给我们的爱。
We want to accept love from others.
我们要在那里接受别人给我们的爱。
But when they do not love us to satisfy us, that's fine.
但是如果别人不爱我或者不满足我，没有关系。
And then if you think that is only through David and Jesus Christ, there's something about Leah that's so special.
Yeah, 通过耶稣基督有就会发现有这犹大有哎这个利亚有一些很特殊的地方。
If you look at Ruth chapter 4 verse 11.
如果大家看路加福不是路德记四章十一节。
When Ruth the Gentile was wedding to Boaz.
当这个路德他是一个外邦人，他和波阿斯结婚的时候。
And of course, in the wedding, usually you will have a blessing, right?
在结婚的时候，你一般会得到一个别人的祝福。
So when the elders gave their blessing,
当那些那个当时的长老给他的这个婚姻祝福的时候
，You know how they blessed?
你知道他们怎样祝福这个？他们的婚姻呢?
It says, May the Lord make Ruth like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the family of Israel.
Yeah, 所以他说，愿神祝福这女子，就像建立以色列家的利亚和拉结和利亚二人一样，他们这样，愿这女像他们两人一样建立怎样建立以色列家一样祝福这个女子。
Leah and Rachel, their name together.
利亚和拉结这两个名字是放在一起的。
The matriarch of Israel.
他们的是以色列族的母亲。
Who built up the house of Israel.
他们是建立以色列家的。
The Lord blessed their family and their marriages.
因为神祝福了他们的婚姻，所以神祝福了整个这家。
Isn't that incredible?
是不是很让人
Leah's name immortalized.
是啊，他让人觉得很了不起啊，因为这个利亚的名字是存到永远的。
Instead of these two sisters creating rivalry between them,
不是因为这两个姐妹在那里有竞争执。
Because one might be prettier,
因为一位比较美。
But the other one can bear more sons.
但是另一位能够生更多的儿子。They don't compare
anymore.
他们就变成了不再竞争了。
But together, the Lord used both of them to build up the family.
是，但是神用了这两位姐妹来建立这个以色列的这个家。
You know, mothers,
母亲们
，Can I tell you this?
我们告诉大家
，You might think you're not doing a whole lot as a mother today.
你或者觉得你没有做很多母亲该做的事情。
But your impact.To your future generations.
但是你对你将来后代的这个影响
，You never know.
或者你永远不会知道。
It is greater than what you can think.
这个比你所能想象的更伟大。
And you know why we often are depressed?
就是知道我们常常情绪不好呢
？Because we live from day to day.
因为我们一天一天的过。
And we look at only a small, small circle.
我们看到的小小的只是一个很小的圈子。
We cannot see how our life will count.
我们看不见我们生命的。
This short life of maybe 80 years, 90 years, 100 years.
我们看我们的生命，其实我们不明白，我们的生命很短，只有八九十年。
That if you are devoted to God,
如果你专心专注在神的身上
，God can use you to impact His kingdom.
神能够让用你能够影响他的王国。
Like you can never imagine.
你永远想象不到这样的事情。
Let me close by asking you a few questions.
我在这里结束之前问大家一些问题。
Would you agree that all throughout our lives we desire to be accepted, loved, and respected?
你们觉得在你的一生中，你一直要在那里觉得自己要被接受、被爱，或者被别人尊重？
Are you convinced now that only God's that God's love through God's love is the key to your health? Emotionally, relationally, physically, and spiritually.
你们同意只有神的爱才是对你的身体的健康啊，你的情绪的健康和个人关系属灵的健康的一个关键。
And would you agree that having God's love enables you to find your true worth?
因为你有没有同意，只有神的爱才能让你自己找到你的价值。
If you answered yes to these three questions,
如果你这三个问题都是答案都是是的话
，Then can I ask you to stop proving your worth by earning people's love?
我能不能请大家不要在你因为别人对你的看法才能证明你自己的价值
？Can I ask you to accept God's love for the following?
你们能接受神的爱？下面一些
for healing, healing from scars caused by people who hurt you.
Yeah, 如果你被别人伤害，不平等的事情伤害你，神能够医治你的创伤。
And then to forgive those who hurt you.
能够原谅那些伤害你的人。
And then to accept God's mercy for your regression in faith,
或者
failures and sins.
甚至你在信仰上的退却，或者你有失败，或者你犯罪，你都能接受神给你的怜悯。
And to devote yourself to God based on His grace.
然后完全奉献给神，因为他有恩典。
Because if you seek for God's love above all others.
如果你在神寻求，神前寻求，为别人寻求啊。
You'll find your true worth in God.
你就会在神里面找到你的真正的价值。
Can I share with you this testimony?
我为大家分享一个见证。
Last March this year, my sister visited us from out of town.
是啊，去年三月我的姐姐来访问我，我的妹妹呢。
And it's been very fast. 10 years has passed by. It happened to be it was my son's 10th anniversary, wedding anniversary.
Yeah, 是不是这个是因为他来，因为时间过得很快，我的儿子结婚十年了，他来访问我们。
And then my sister said this.
我的妹妹说。
Does she notice that in my wife's Sanku's relationship with our daughter-in-law and Angela?
妹妹跟我说，哎呀，我很惊讶发现我的妻子三顾和我的儿媳之间的关系
is very unique.
就是看上去很独特
because they are very harmonious.
因为我的太太和我的儿媳的关系非常和谐
unlike many of the other mother and daughter-in-law relationship that she has observed.
很多她也看见很多其他的儿媳婆媳关系不是很和谐
because I know that my sister is a very frank and open person. She does not just kind of say something to make you happy, but she's really saying from her heart.
是啊，我的妹妹是很直率的人，她不会说一些讨好的话使你高兴，她会从心里讲一些直率的话。
So her comment caused me to think back 40 some years ago.
她的这些评价让我想起差不多40年前的事情。
Because when we were first married 46 years ago,
我和我太太46年前结婚。
We live with my parents.
我们和父母同住。
And it so happened that my mom is a teacher, school teacher.
我的母亲是一个学校老师。
My wife also is a school teacher.
我的太太也是学校老师。
You know, and teachers are very good at teaching and giving orders.
这个大家知道，老师一般教人教得很好，也很喜欢命令别人做事情。
Sometimes it's a challenge to accept orders.
你知道，能够接受命令，这听命令做事是一个很挑战的事情。
I'm not criticizing teachers, okay?
我也不是在这里批评我们这里有做老师的。
But at the same time, as you can understand, that when my mother attempted to teach her how to be a homemaker.
你知道我的妈那时候试着教我的太太怎样做一些家事。
There were challenges and difficulties.
那是很困难很挑战的事情。
And so because of that,
因为那个事情
there were hard feelings between each other.
这个那个时候关系也不是很好。
But then fast forward,
往前快速的再走。
34 years after.
那个事情过了34年以后。
My mother is a widow.
我母亲那时候，我父亲过世，她守寡了。
87 years old.
她那个时候87岁，我母亲87。
Living by herself.
她87岁的时候，我母亲是自己住的。
My wife suggests to me.
我的妻子跟我建议。
Why don't you invite your mother to live with us?
你为什么不把你的母亲邀请过来和我们同住？
When I heard that, I couldn't believe my ears.
我听见这个事情，我简直不敢相信我的耳朵。
How can that be?
这怎么可能呢？
And so anyway, we discussed about it.
我们讨论一下这个事情。
And then we invited my mom to live with us.
然后我们就让我的把我的母亲接来和我们同住。
And for the next 10 years,
以后有十年
that my mom lived with us until she went home to be with the Lord.
我母亲一直和我们同住，一直等到她回天父的家中。
They were not.I'll be honest, it's not perfect, it's peaceful every time.
我在这里说老实话，也不是完全没有事情。
But despite of all that,
但不管怎样，
I can see that there is forgiveness.
我看见这里面这里有原谅。
I can see that there is reconciliation.
我们这里有重新的和谐的。
You know how I attribute that to? It's not that.My mother all of a sudden became very loving and accepting.
我在把这个事情的原因归结于，不是因为我的母亲突然就变成了改变了性格，就变成很爱人。
But my wife shifted her attention from people or my mother to God.
而是因为我的妻子把她的注意力从我的母亲转向了神。
That was the most important person in her life.
这个神是我们生命中最重要的。
So that His love is above all other love.
神的爱是超过世上所有的爱。
And so, as a result of that,
因为这个原因
she experienced God's presence or compassion.
太太体验了神的同在和神的怜悯同情。
And when she, you know, attempted to become, you know, difficult with my mother, she experienced God's mercy.
或者是他和我母亲有问题的时候，他也体验了神的怜悯。
And lastly, she was able to devote herself to the Lord.
但是到最后，your mom, your wife,
my wife.
他的妻子能够完全把自己献身给神。
Because whatever she does,
不论她做什么
，the Lord sees it.
神看见她
，and she wants to please God first and foremost.
Yeah.他的妻要在这里讨神的喜悦。
So I know a lot of husbands.
我们看见很多的丈夫。
There are two women that are very important in our lives.
有两个女人对这个生命中是很重要。
Your mother.
你的妈，你的母亲。
Your wife.
和你的太太，你的妻子。
Sometimes you don't know how to handle.
你不知道怎么样同时能够应付这两个同时女人。
By God's grace,
因为神的恩典
if you chose God's first,
如果你先选择神
then you'll be able to do what is required of you.
然后你就会做你该做的。
Okay, and then, so let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督
thank you for redeeming us.
真是谢谢你能够救赎我们。
So that we can go from the old life,
我们能够从旧的生命
to the new life,
变成到了新的生命。
So our life can be change,
因为我们的生命能够被改变，能够转变
，so that we don't have to be stuck in the past.
我们不需要永远一直留在过去。
Wanting to always please people and to earn their love,
不需要在 在赢得别人的尊重。
Lord, we want to be set free today.
我们要得自由。
So that we can really experience your love.
能够真正体验你的爱。
So that we can live out to be the husband.
我们能够活出丈夫的样子。
The father.
父亲的样子。
The mother.
母亲的样子。
The wife.
妻子的样子。
To our family.
能够这样来对待我们的家庭。
And that we can be a sister to younger sisters at church.
我们能够变成一个年轻姐妹的这个姐妹。
The Lord, you can use our imperfection in our life.
主，你能够在我们在生命中用我们不完全的地方。
To humble us.
能够让我们。
So that we can understand others.
谦卑自己，能够让我们懂得别人。
So that we can receive the comfort from you.
能够得到你从你那里来的安慰。
And pass on that comfort to others who need it.
然后把这个安慰传给别人需要的更需要的人。
Lord, bless our marriages.
主啊，祝福我们的婚姻。
So that husbands can encourage their wives.
能够丈夫能够鼓励他的妻子。
And could, in a sense, partner with their wives to be parents to their children.
能够和他的妻子一起做他孩童的父母。
By the way, we continue to extend their influence on their children.
能够接着在他们生命中影响他的儿女们。
Because of the way they love you and serve you.
因为他们对主的爱，对主的侍奉。
We thank you so much for blessing our church.
真的谢谢主给我们教会这么多的祝福。
May we again be reminded.
能够让我们再次被提醒。
That you have redeemed us.
因为你已经救赎了我们。
To experience your love.
能够体验你给我们的爱
and to be transformed by your love
能够因为你的爱我们能够改变我们的生命
so that our true worth is in you and you alone
因为然后我们的价值就是在你里面和你唯一的你里面
we pray all this in Jesus' name
我们在这里祷告奉耶稣基督的名
Amen,
Amen. 谢谢